you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's fucking edition of the Tubi Tuesday show. I'm Colin, and fuck, I already fucked up, but I'm Colin, and we're here to watch. Fuck. Yeah, you guys do it.
You got another one in you, buddy. Okay, I'm going to direct it. Okay.
All right.
You have the energy? Okay. So what is it you say? Let's pre-candid. Welcome to the Tubi Tuesday podcast.
Hi, welcome to Tubi Tuesday. I can't do this. I'm too high to do this, guys.
Welcome to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. That was Colin, and there's Batch, and there's Bede, and I'm Super Marcy. It's episode 141, and it's Colin's pick this week. And Colin, what lovely movie did you pick for us this week?
I picked MVP2, the most valuable primate, because we had to do it.
I think it's most vertical, because I think it's a special primate.
Oh, I told you I was baked. Yeah, it's anyway.
Yes,
vertical primate. This monkey is probably going to be doing way more 900s than Tony Hawk. He's going to invent like 15 different moves.
Nice.
Did we intro this already or no?
Yes, this is the intro. Oh. This is the lovely intro. Oh. Yes.
Mercy.
And
we did the intro. I feel better now.
We did. Yes, we are the number one Tubi-related podcast hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And there we go. So we're going to watch MVP2, the most vertical primate. It is on Tubi America, but I'm sure you can probably find this movie somewhere to watch. And Bede, you're the one who does the spiel, so off you go.
I'm a little offended that I wasn't personally asked how I was doing, but that's beside the point.
We don't care, dude.
We just went straight into it. It was like,
I know. I got anxious. She just threw everything in there.
I was going to do something funny for my intro, but now it's all ruined because I got a hoodie on. But now that's the side of the point. But let's get straight to this movie. But what you need to do, everyone, is look up MVP2. Most vertical primate, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. How we're going to be, I'm going to count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And that way, our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Fuck you, buddy!
It should be fuck you, monkey. There you go. Oh wait, chimps aren't monkeys, never mind. Anyways, so when the ads do stop, Batch will play the sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, if you're not interested in watching MVP2 Most Vertical Primate, first of all, how dare you?
How fucking dare you?
I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
this episode will still be a fun listen to regardless. So Marcy, Batch. Oh, wait a minute. I'll say that again. Batch, are you ready?
Well, I'm ready because we're Hoodie Brothers this episode.
Exactly. We're Hoodie Brothers. We don't need Marcy and Colin. Wow. I'm just introing this without them.
Wow. I did nothing to you guys. Okay.
What do you think? Colin is wearing a hoodie. I just am not wearing one.
That is true. Colin is a 2B brother.
I did nothing. I'm putting my hood on in.
Put your hood on.
Like in
solidarity.
Get a hood on.
And shit, where they're all like revolting.
He's at full. He's at full mast.
I'm in full. Let's go.
All right. I kid. I'm only joking. Sorry, Marcy. Don't hurt me.
Marcy's in deathmatch mode. It's WrestleMania season.
I know. Marcy's giving me the eyes, even though she's not on me. Anyways, though. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to have to be swinging through the trees with an ape? Sorry, swinging through the trees with a chimp in MVP2 Most Vertical Primate.
I'm gonna be skateboarding with the Most Vertical Primate, so yes.
Oh, I can't wait, Marshall.
Yo, dude, I got beef with this monkey. He ripped off my gimmick, man.
Oh,
so rude, isn't it?
Nobody knows Shreds more than me, Gaiku Kaiju.
Yeah, bro. Yes. Let's party Gaiku, with this Gaiku monkey, bro.
Beast.
Gaiku by it. Gaiku Kaibu, I 100% agree, but let's get straight to the movie. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
So, Bede, how are you going today?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. Hello there.
This is a monkey.
Hello there.
It's Airbud. Airbud has his own entertainment.
No, oh, this was a franchise.
Going places.
Oh, this is a spinoff of Airbud.
Oh my god, this is fantastic. I didn't know that.
I mean, I had no idea there was a whole Air Bud Entertainment network.
Neither did I.
Pretty soon, universe.
Yeah, that pretty soon but everyone, what a lot of people don't realize is that Air Bud is now the president of Paramount Entertainment.
Fuck off. God That's your warning shot.
Marsh, get your fucking tail out of here, bro. I'm trying to watch this monkey do fucking kickflips and shit.
Marsh, so continuing.
The first one, the third one was hockey, right?
Oh, damn. Okay.
I'm thinking this is the skateboard one. I don't know what other sports
he played hockey in the third one.
No, the first one, he played hockey.
Oh,
because that was the one I originally wanted to do. But then I saw the second one, and we were like, oh, we got to do that because that's the rule. See, look how 90s that chimp is.
What year is this movie?
90-something.
90-something, surely.
I remember this coming out when I worked at Blockbuster. That's how old I am.
Damn, Blockbuster, bro. I would love to work there.
I've never heard of this movie ever.
What?
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't aware that there was a Most Vertical Primate.
I knew there was an MVP, like Most Valuable Primate, but I didn't know that there was a skateboard one. I'm kind of stoked that
I'm guessing a skateboard that's why one. He's vertical, because he's like, you know.
This monkey's getting the mail and shit. He's just their slave.
I need a helper primate, damn it.
He's just stealing random people's mails.
Yeah, he's like, oh shit, it's nudie magazine day.
No, he wants to, he's looking at like all this shit. Are we watching the right movie? Why are they looking at hockey?
Yeah. It's the sequel.
Oh, wait a minute.
Look.
What is going on?
This new Planet of the Apes movie is weird.
This is what happened like after the apes took over. They're like, we need to play sports to keep in shape.
Exactly.
Well, we've lost Colin already.
this fucking monkey, I swear to God.
I want some popcorn. So primate.
These chimps, so they own a house, so they pay electricity and other bills.
The LA carjackers, that's racist.
I said chimps.
Yeah, they have jobs. They have 9-to-5 office jobs. How else are they going to pay the rent and bills paid? Hello?
No. Look at this monkey. He totally just fucking... Oh, he's a real guy. Sault Ste.
Marie Buccaneers. That's a Canadian team.
What's with that really creepy goalie mask?
What is going the fuck on right now?
He's drinking coffee and eating popcorn while watching figure skating.
Merce, this chimpanzee is insane. Like, where are the people? Where are the people?
There are no people.
They murdered the people and they're squatting
they
in their
all
home.
Of them. They
Why is he
all
eating a
them?
Fucking hot dog while playing?
Because he's a simian.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Oh, is this a boxer
oh,
monkey?
Oh, shit. Is there a wrestling one?
should be.
We need to make the wrestling version.
Oh, I think that's her house.
Oh.
By the way, this movie came out in 2001.
2001? That's fucking insane. No wonder X Games.
Oh my gosh.
That's when X Games
was. This movie came
out.
Oh my gosh. This movie was released like about 3 weeks after 9/11.
Oh shit.
It was the.
This movie healed the country.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You needed a movie to heal.
Yes.
I'm going to put the porno channel on now that they've locked her out of the house.
Yeah. They're going to watch that Planet of the Apes, XXX.
They're going to throw their semen at it.
No, they'll throw their feces.
But the porno they're about to watch is called Monkey Do You.
Okay, that's not bad.
Monkey
see, I'll give you
monkey
one.
Do.
That wasn't bad, buddy.
Dude, look at that commentator's like hair. Not that dude, the other guy.
What was the name of that team?
The Simians. They named it the Simian team because of the simian flu that caused the Planet of the Apes uprising to happen.
That this bitch just bringing monkeys to play sports.
Hello, monkey dad. Hello, monkey son.
That's how she
I love
makes
you,
money.
Dad.
She has
oh,
not
monkeys.
Said a
oh,
word.
You monkeys.
There's not been like any dialogue in this movie. It's been a bunch of monkeys fucking around and hugging.
Look at his little sneakers. This is a monkey.
Animals dressed as humans crack me the fuck up. It's so bad.
He just kicks out of his driver's side and he's like, I'm driving.
Yeah, fuck you. He's got a hockey stick. He's like, here.
I don't want it anymore.
So is, I think the main ape is called Louis. Yeah. So is he going to be up for best actor?
Maybe.
Yes. Maybe.
Okay, so I'm going to look at all these MVP movies. There's Most Valuable Primate, which is the hockey one, and then there's MXP, Most Extreme Primate, which looks like he does snowboarding.
What? That's tight. Then what is it this one? Why is he in Seattle? Tight.
Oh,
Hussie, we're watching No Retreat, No Surrender.
I was about to say, it's No Retreat, No Surrender. Do you want to hear the only piece of trivia on this movie? Because I need to read
it.
Okay,
read it.
Though uncredited, the majority of the skating scenes were filmed by Wee Man from Jackass in a gorilla costume.
What?
I knew that would kill Colin. Look at that, Chad.
Oh, look at
Yeah,
oh, it's Chad.
Chad
Kroger. It's Chad Kroger now.
You're fucking kidding me. They're going to sign this monkey again to save their fucking team.
I don't know if he wants to play hockey anymore. I think he's going to want to go skateboarding.
Oh, I just found out this chip actor's name is Nicholas Chibb. Oh, everyone, it's me, Nicholas Chibb. I'm a great ape.
I can't, guys. This is the dumbest movie I've ever picked in my life.
I'm Chimpanzee Cage Rage. Do you like my flower in my hair?
I'm going to be played this flower in an upcoming movie.
This is outrageous.
Why? What's 99 and a half? Why would you give the monkey half a number?
Marcy, he is small compared to the other players on the team, so he's
just
half.
Just because the chimp is taller than me, it doesn't mean they should make fun of our short stature.
I mean, they should. I don't make fun of people's short stature. I just make fun of Marcy's short stature.
Well, you know what I have to say to that, Bede? Take a wild guess.
I almost forgot. Go fuck yourself.
I'm going to tell you this right now. This would never happen that this monkey would ever play professional hockey.
I'm pretty sure there's not chimp teams of sports.
Why is this monkey playing right now?
Yeah, like, I mean,
I thought this was about this monkey skateboarding. I hope this monkey gets hurt or he gets in a fight or something.
I think that might be the case.
And they make
him
skateboard.
They got to bring in a gorilla or a gibbon to fight him.
Obviously, I mean, there's a gorilla if Wee Man played the gorilla.
I mean, they have the puppy bowl. Why can't they have the monkey bowl?
Totally.
Oh, it's a Craven's gorilla.
I thought that was the chimp in the movie. He was all pissed because they scored.
Craven's animals are running around. Badge, how did you go trying to help wrangle the animals for the Broadway show?
Yeah, how'd that go, bro?
We lost 3 stagehands. Kiki the alligator ate them. No. I wash my hands of this production.
Oh, fair. I agree with that. I understand.
Dude, there. The owner of the hockey team looks like the Jeff Garland you get off TiVo.
That's what he looks like.
I'm gonna go fight that guy.
Yeah, go beat that dude up.
Yeah, does he get into hockey fights?
I hope so. He's gonna
just
rip
some guy's throat out.
Yeah,
he goes all OG Roadhouse and rips his throat out.
He's so old. Like, he's no, don't touch me, don't touch me.
He's pissed off. Wow, they're discriminating against the monkey. That's so rude.
It's racist. Monkey's ready.
This is a type of movie.
Help a monkey.
This is the type of movie that if it was made today, it would just star Kevin Sorbo and Dean Cade.
As the monkeys.
I mean, Dean Cade started a movie about a hedgehog, so it is possible. I broke Colin again.
This shit is so fucking retarded, like, I swear to God.
Putting down the time code.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
It's like Colin doesn't mean it. He's not making fun of anyone. It's fine.
No.
Yeah,
look
no,
at that nerd serving the food.
Fucking hot.
And this dude is so pissed that this monkey is playing on his team, and he's just fucked.
Why is he doing ice like dancing moves? What is going on?
It's a new strategy. That's not how hockey works.
That's not how hockey works.
They have a monkey on their team. Is it because
Americans are so shit at hockey compared to Canada? They had to get an ape to try and get better.
Oh, they're gonna smoke this monkey.
Oh, they better be careful of the Canadian team, because the Canadian team has Wolf Cop on it.
Yeah.
What is this guy eating?
They're eating hot dogs for some reason. Now I want a hot dog.
I'm pretty sure that's legal.
What, to have a monkey play your hockey game?
I mean, eating hot dogs during a hockey game.
99.
I feel like our Tubi movie needs to be some sort of animal playing fucking sports.
Yes.
I'm sure Craven can lend us someone.
This is just pouring these bitches fucking wine.
What if we get Stampy the elephant to learn ballet?
That could be a movie.
Okay, I may have taught this guy how to play hockey.
I knew it was you, Craven. I knew it.
Craven. Yeah. That's hilarious, dude. This is great.
This was the first of a grounded long line of animals playing sports movies I had planned.
This monkey's over here drinking.
Did you get him ready for like to be a corporate monkey guy as well?
Oh, he had intensive media training.
Oh. Well, you need that. You don't want him to throw shit at the reporters, right?
Volleyball. That's illegal. That is so illegal. Blow whistle, ref.
That's a dirty hit.
It still counts, apparently. So, what sport movie is the alligator going to be in?
Wrestling. Alligator wrestling.
Ah. So, you can watch that on Money Plane, I think.
Yes, you can bet on that no money plane.
Just try not to fuck the alligator.
I need 50 grand.
Try, Mersh.
Oh, nice. Yeah, money plane, you can make money on money plane if you know what you're doing.
Beat, I want to make sure you recovered from baby Graven topping you out like 2 weeks ago.
Well, you know, I've built up a resistance since then, Craven, when it comes to your son. So if he does try to attack me again during the course of this episode,
I will cut you a deal because he's not going to stop. I will pay for your jiu-jitsu lessons so you can defend yourself.
That's a good idea, actually.
All right, teach me some judo.
And this girl over here is going to be your instructor.
Look at this guy's teen boy haircut.
He's the one teen boy haircut.
Did we notice the really hairy guy that the monkey was picking all the fleas off his back hair?
Yes. No.
That was gross.
Is he drinking milkshakes?
Yes.
Why is he not drinking alcohol like a real human?
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Isn't he one of the hockey players and the ape is just showing him up?
Mm-hmm. Yes. He was the hot shot of the team until the monkey came along.
The monkey just outshined him.
Yeah. And this just monkey's like supposed Chad to be skateboarding. Like, what the fuck?
What's with these haircuts? Also, are they betting on Go Fish? What is this?
No, Marcy, it's called Go Chip.
Oh, fuck off, Bede.
You can't fucking... You can't bet on Go Fish. Is there a really way
you can bet on
that? They literally
were going, do you got any sevens? Go Fish. What the fuck? Not only is this monkey a professional card gaming gambler, he's a professional hockey player. He's better than the main guy. Is there anything this chimp can't do?
I mean, Marcy, this chimp's fame is going to go to his head. He's going to be snorting cocaine out of a hooker's ass very soon.
If that doesn't happen, I'm going to be very...
Look at that. Yeah. He's already got groupies.
Be very sad.
That's called the chimp of Wall Street.
Bunnies.
Yeah, puck bunnies.
I'll give you one of those. That's what
I'm doing all right so far. Oh, David Hasselhoff. Oh, wait, that's not him.
Is he Chad Kroeger? Is he David Hasselhoff? 90s teen boy haircut.
I love how the logo is just like some fucking clip art.
Marcy, he's probably just one of those random, like, douchey looking white actors that you saw in everything in the early 2000s. Like, he could have fitted in Wolves of Wall Street.
Mom and Dad.
Soap opera actor.
He's got his mom and dad's picture in there. The monkey's taking a shower. Do you hear that? The faucet squeaked.
I was adopted by a bunch of chimps.
Nah, he's gonna like.
Oh my god, he's wearing a towel.
He's gonna put something in like the monkey's locker. You forgot to shave, buddy.
What was he gonna shave?
His chest? He's hairier than I am.
Yeah, but he likes being hairy.
His chip has no idea what this guy is talking about.
No, that's the best part.
He thinks he's
they get all fucking faces at him, and he's talking about like really difficult shit to talk about.
Oh my god, he's in a little outfit. They're in matching outfits.
Yeah, why is he eating chocolate? Chimps can eat chocolate?
I think so.
I mean, they're not dogs, so I guess they can eat chocolate.
Well, actually, cats aren't meant to have chocolate either, I learned the other day.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, don't feed your animals chocolate, just saying.
Yeah, no chocolate for Rocky.
Say two kids again.
They're showing him off like a circus clown.
Jack's like, wait. No, fuck those kids. Leave those. I don't want to meet those kids.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
One of those kids, Marcy, had the bowl haircut, so the trend is still continuing.
How does this tie back to Fungicide last week?
Oh, that is a good question.
Look at that fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. Oh, Tom okay, bananas. That fucking nerd. The nerd is the brother of the scientist nerd in Fungicide.
That makes sense, because he didn't want any of that Fungicide shit, so he just wanted to sell hot dogs at the hockey game.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Oh!
Who taught him fumigating?
Tonya Harding.
This guy right here.
Yeah, but if Tonya Harding taught him, he would have smashed someone with a tire iron by now.
There's still time for that, Fozzie.
This monkey's just skating around. He's about to get a penalty.
What's with the hockey goaler mask, whatever?
Who shot that, the monkey or the goalie?
The goalie.
Dude, I love these quick shots to the monkey.
Why are there pucks in the crowd?
Yeah, because hockey's for everybody. Oops, he's got to deliver the monkey mail.
What the fuck?
He's got to deliver his Amazon package.
So what other movies has Louis been in? I want to look up this ape's filmography.
He almost
now.
Fell. Did you see that?
Showgirls.
He's like this star now.
So Louis, this monkey, was also in a movie called Spy Mate.
Okay.
I've heard of that movie.
And he was also the main in the Most Valuable Primate, but he's only done three movies for some reason.
Well, I mean, he probably aged out of his roles.
But he's somehow close friends. The monkey is close friends with professional skateboarder Bob Burnquist.
No, he's not.
That's
Shut
what
the
his trivia
up.
Says. And they all lied. The money that Louis made from his movies goes to support private primate preservations. And
well, that's nice.
He's the first chimpanzee.
They're gonna say that the monkey bit him.
He's the first chimpanzee to perform a successful aerial skateboarding maneuver.
Nice.
So Louis got some experience, eh?
Watch out, Jack. Watch out. Oh, no. Oh, he got fucked up.
I thought this was a skateboarding movie. I'm very confused.
Well, I think they're going to get to it. I think he's not going to be able to play hockey anymore after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. That's how he has to learn.
Gave him COVID.
He gave him rabies. What's the matter with you?
Gave him COVID, man.
COVID didn't
Why
come
Why
would
he wear
eight?
A glove? The monkey's just sitting there. I didn't do shit, dude. Like, no. Nah.
Oh, look at his face.
He didn't mean it. Ass. He had
Marcy,
it coming.
He's got a Freddy. Marcy, he's got a Freddy face.
Don't say that name because he's calm now. I don't want him going stupid.
He does.
Even his teammates don't believe that he didn't bite him.
Boo that monkey!
Boo him!
It was a fake bite. Let's be real.
Throw bananas at him.
No.
He's sad. It's everyone's fault.
He's gonna go on a shooting rampage now.
What sort of a person are you if you're booing a monkey? Come on.
Well, there's only one thing left to do.
Put him down.
They gave him the old yellow treatment. Down.
They can't renew his contract. They're just gonna have to put him down. Put him down, guys.
That's the movie. Let's see the geese keep shooting movie.
Yes. We need to make the geese movie.
It's Red Dawn, called with geese.
Yes.
It could be called Goose Shoot.
Oh, he's like hella depressed Street? Now.
Yes. Oh, he's so sad.
That's because somebody fainted. He wants to get his own goose to shoot the people that are mean to him.
Yeah, I told Freddy, you, he's just going to kill a monkey. Where did he get that jacket? That was a pimp-ass jacket.
I like he's just wearing all these.
His clothes are hella cheap. They're just kids' clothes. Like
it is kids' clothes. What else are you going to dress him in?
His teammates are like, fuck this monkey. He's got to take a shit. Emergency exit only.
Yeah, he had to emergency get out of there. How far are we into this movie?
Not that far. He's going to go get his gun.
Look at his little shoes.
He can barely walk in his shoes.
Yeah, I know. He walks like me.
Step on a crack or you fall or break your back.
Look, are we all forgetting we evolved from chimps and monkeys and primates and stuff?
You know what? We're better than them now, so we can make fun of them.
No, we're not.
Yes,
we are. When someone annoys them, they throw shit at them.
This monkey is going to kill everyone.
That's illegal to do in our cult, in our society.
Well, they don't have we evolved from them, so we don't throw shit at everybody in our society. We know better than that.
Yeah, but there are people that deserve to...
How does that monkey not know how to throw shit at these hockey players?
Because he's well trained.
He's going down a bad part of the neighborhood. Why is he going to live in the dumpster? Doesn't he live with that lady?
Oh, he's sad.
Well, I mean, they kind of fired his ass. And they all hate him now. Sorry, monkey. He's going to kill himself. This is what happens. You start living in dumpsters. This shit's depressing. Why are we watching this?
Because you picked it.
Can somebody say throwing shit at people? Hello, everyone. Oh. It's me.
You don't throw shit at people that we know of.
Marcy, you don't know what I get up to in the bedroom sometimes, so yeah.
This monkey's just going to get dumped into a dumpster.
Oh, this is how I died, actually.
Oh, going into a dumpster from a garbage truck?
Yes, after a while I was...
He's like, this is the funnest time I'm having.
Well, I got found inside a wall of a brothel. I had a heart attack, so they threw me into the dumpster, but then I came back to life, and then I got crushed in the dumpster. That's how it happened.
This monkey's having the time of his life. In this dumpster.
Oh, yeah, by the way,
why did they just move the dumpster? They didn't empty it. He just moved it. Here we go.
To answer your question before, Marcy, yes, I can. Being a ghost, and I've been around for a very, very long time, I can prove that humans evolved from apes, and also we have eight ghosts in the afterlife as well.
Oh. I'm very sorry if you can hear my fuckhole neighbor making fucking noise in the background.
Oh, he's fine. Oh,
Don't worry, Marcy. I have the answer to it. Where is your neighbor? Just point him out to me.
It's over there. Can you go throw your ghost shit at him, please? That'd be great.
Hey, neighbor. Hey, neighbor. Marcy's neighbor. This is what she thinks of you. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Over the fence.
Whoa.
One more time. There we go. I don't think he's going to bother you anymore, Marcy, and if he does, just send him my way, and I'll send him some ectoplasm.
He's stuck on his walls.
Yes.
The anyways, cops I better get are looking because... for this monkey.
Well, I mean, and I like that they're still using my ectoplasm to put up those posters. Anyways, I better get going, because I'm still rosé-sad, because Louise's trial is still coming up, so I better get going. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye!
Skateboard Nicolas Cage.
Dude
from Home Improvement.
It is!
It's our second movie that he's appeared in, but since he was in a movie last year, there's no Lifetime Achievement Award for this thing.
It's Al!
Yep.
Oh my gosh, is Al going to be the skateboard like legend that teaches the chip how to skateboard?
I hope so. And I need stools.
I don't think so, Chip.
Hey, Mersh.
No. Mersh just wants to see the chip.
Well, come on.
Mersh and Freddy are just trying to aim for being two-time award winners, but
they don't realize if you win the running joke award once, you can't win it again. Like, it's automatically taken out of the
It's going to have to, otherwise they're not going to leave us alone.
Yeah, but they need to accept the fact they're not going to win the award again.
Well, they're really trying. Wow, that kid's a good skateboarder.
That monkey's like, I'm going to steal his skateboard. I need to get out of here.
Now, I'm a little worried that this chimp might try and be Louise's lawyer for the trial.
Oh. Monkey lawyer. I mean, that's true.
Question. If this chimp is so wanted and he's putting wanted posters up, why hasn't anybody else been like, oh, shit, this monkey's just walking around?
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we got a phone call.
That's right.
Nurse. Hello.
Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Who's there?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasser. How are you all doing today?
Louise has prison.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I'm still in prison because my trial's coming up very soon, and I'm very excited for it now because I'm really buff. So buff, in fact, I look like that testicle guy from that movie you watched a few weeks ago on Double Dragon.
You look like a Bobo?
Yes, I look like a Bobo. Because, I mean, I wanted to strive to look like a Bobo because every time I see him in that movie, he reminds me of my beloved Toby's testicles.
What?
Huh?
Louise, are you planning to dump Ginger Lynn as your lawyer and hire the monkey?
What is this cop?
Oh, no, honey. Ginger Lynn's still going to be my lawyer, but the chip in this movie is going to be her assistant.
Uh-huh. I had a feeling.
Because I'm an equal opportunist, honey. I need all the help I can get. And also, I like really hairy men as well, so that's why I want him on my defense team.
That checks out. And we know he's got the suit to go to court in as well.
Oh, yes, honey. He looks very good in that suit. I mean, if I wasn't in a throuple with Toby and Ninja Terminator 2B, I might even go on a date with this chimpanzee.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's bestiality, dude. Interspecies erotica.
Hey, don't judge me, because you got my ex-husband Craven over there who's sleeping around with all his animals.
Animal? Bro, I've never seen Craven sleep with an animal. I don't think he would. Trust
me,
he's a man's man. Okay,
you
can't.
Keep
piling on the charges. That's libel, Louise. You're lying.
Yeah, that's hell of libel.
I sleep with animals. I train them. And have fun in jail. You're going to be there the rest of your life. You loser. Loser.
Loser.
Loser, Louise.
Get out of here, you drunk bitch.
Oh, it's not libel if it's true, honey. And believe me,
libel.
I got some evidence to back some stuff up in court, so be prepared.
You got nothing.
Yeah, you have nothing.
I got the best lawyer, Louise Lasser. I'm going to win this case. Well, this is going to be the trial of the century. You're going to go down in flames, Louise.
Number one witness here.
I wouldn't trust Louis either because, I mean, he still hasn't got you your album out into the world yet, so I don't think it's going to
happen. It's out in Bavaria. It's huge. Big numbers.
Yeah.
I made 75 cents in streaming already.
This kid's got groupies too. Holy shit.
Yes. But anyway, Zoe, I gotta get going because I got a wrestling match this weekend because the Women's Prison League has its own WrestleMania coming up this weekend. So I'm gonna be the main headliner for that one.
Now, Louise, I don't want you thinking about your court when you got to defend the title and you got to do all these wrestling matches. It's the priority because I'm the best wrestling promoter there is. Honky Cornette at your service.
Exactly. Honky Cornette. Or as I like to call him, Honky Cornette. Hello. But anyway,
I'm honky. Honky and honky.
Exactly. But yes, we got an exciting main event coming up this weekend. I'm very excited for it because I'm going to go up against one of the...
You're going up against who? Who do we book you against, Louise? I didn't call our cat's name.
I believe King Kong Bundy. I'm up against King Kong Bundy's sister, King Kong Kelly.
Okay. Now, she's quite vicious, so you got to do well. You got to train, Louise.
Indeed, indeed. That's why I got to keep putting a little bit more muscle so I can take on King Kong Kelly. But anyways, though, I got to get going. So I'll leave you all to your chip movie, and I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Now, what Louise doesn't know yet is that I'm hiring Louie the primate to be her new manager and take her to the ring and then try and cheat for her to win. I think we're going to make a lot of money with that.
I think that really?
Whatever works, we're going to do it. It's going
to
be great.
To see how this turned out.
All right, I'm going to tell you this right now. This kid's already not a real skateboarder. He's going to fuck his grip tape up by getting his shoes all wet by walking through those puddles, and he should know not to do that.
I think that's where he sleeps, bro.
I mean, I'm sorry he's homeless.
He's a homeless kid, and he doesn't want to go into foster care.
Is he, though? Is he homeless?
That's where he lives. I've been reading the subtitles. They're trying to get this kid. The lady was looking for this kid to try and put him into foster care.
No, I thought they were looking for the monkey because the monkey got lost.
Yeah, but they're both... He's been paid to put up the signs and stuff. So he's obviously going to befriend the monkey. They're going to enter the skating competition to save the youth center. We know how it goes.
Yes.
If it's not about saving the youth center, we're going to pretend it is.
This kid is homeless.
Sorry.
The monkey is going to befriend the kid.
Yes.
Look at how sad he is, dude. He's so sad. He's like, I have no food. I'm so hungry. I'm eating garbage. Fade to black.
If you hadn't noticed, we're in Seattle. Here's another shot of Seattle.
And by the way, that kid looks like the main kid from the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
It probably
that's a Tubi Tuesdays movie if it's on Tubi.
That's a Tubi Tuesday movie.
Yep. AKA Mackenzie Astin.
Does he have a banana for the monkey?
Nah, he doesn't even know that the monkey's there. The monkey has etnies on. I used to wear those all the time.
I imagine like the chip has a New York accent. Yo, skateboarder kid, what you talking about? I'm a chip.
Sounds like Harvey Keitel from Saturn 3.
And the robot. This monkey's here comes Wee Man. Wee Man's about to do all this stuff.
Whoa.
No, Wee Man is a gorilla whenever there's a gorilla in this movie, apparently.
Oh, I thought he was the chimp.
No, I think Louis does his own stunts.
Oh, that's tight.
Because I said he was the first chimpanzee to do like skateboard moves or something.
I wonder who taught him all these skateboarding stunts.
Well, whoever was that professional skateboarder that he's friends with.
Yeah, Bob Burnquist.
That's your cue.
What?
Huh?
That's your cue for Bob the Wrangler.
He's not here this week.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
We haven't paid him in 3 weeks, so he quit.
Oh, okay.
I think Craven's actually paying him something or pretending to. So that's why the animals are kind of under control now a little bit.
Yeah.
He's like eating the kid's food. He's just hungry.
Well, he's been eating up mostly bananas this entire movie. He probably is like, fuck you, Dad. I'm as a chip, I can eat more than bananas.
Yeah, what if he wants to eat that muffin or whatever
it is? Okay, but the kid's homeless. He needs food too.
Well, he has capable of finding food. The monkey's
oysters. The monkey's eating trash.
Dumpster fire.
He's going to eat something.
Kid's face.
He really likes the monkey.
He's like, this fucking thing. What? Gibbers.
You want my skateboard, monkey?
Let me see the skateboard, bro.
Just beats the kid over the head with a skateboard.
Yeah, he kills the kid.
He's happy now. Whee!
There goes Wee Man, dude. I'm telling you, here comes Wee Man.
All right, let's watch him skateboard.
I'm surprised this movie doesn't feature a cameo of that that dog who knows how to skateboard.
It's a pretty good freaking monkey on a skateboard right there.
Even the kid's t-shirt is a monkey t-shirt.
We haven't done a family movie like this in a long time.
We haven't, actually.
No, it's been a while.
Well, not unless you count Santa Claus. That was a family movie. Yes.
We didn't watch a movie called Santa Claus.
Yeah, we did.
We did. The cat movie.
Oh, the cat movie. Oh,
it was your pick.
Sorry, yeah.
You're high. It's all right.
Lastly, that was 3 months ago.
Just 3 months ago, I don't remember.
This monkey's just chugging Pepsi.
Oh my God, it's the Pepsi from Saturn 3.
There it is. Hold on, monkey. We got to sneak into the skateboard, bro. This security guard's going to get us.
I can do that.
Tony Hawk.
How far are we in this movie? Okay, we're like almost halfway. That's all right.
The good
stuff's obviously coming soon because he's got to learn how to skateboard and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking kids healing my home.
Oh, is he going to try and make a skateboard out of the thrown away parts? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, there's a whole board there.
Oh, he's at the skate park. He's at the home improvement guy's skateboard shop in the dumpster.
Yeah, there he is. He's going to find the kid and the monkey, and he's going to train him, and we're going to get a montage.
And then he's going to become like the kid's foster dad. And
yep.
It's going to be like an episode of fucking Seventh Heaven and fucking Full House.
Yep. They take in the orphaned boy and the missing monkey.
Yeah. What? The kid's wearing a helmet.
Well, good thing he did. Cause the lid of the dumpster was probably heavy.
I've been in a dumpster like that. They are pretty heavy.
I can't say I've ever been in a dumpster. Look at that dope-ass
World Industries board. That's sick.
So were you a skateboarder, Colin?
Yeah, when I was a kid. I wasn't very good. They drinking beer? Oh.
It's Gatorade, I think. Yep.
And vodka.
Gotta get that product placement. Gatorade, Pepsi.
Marcy, it's in theme of this movie, it's not called Gatorade, it's called Skaterade.
Or A Parade. Wah, 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 wah. Fuck, that was even worse than yours. At least I'm self-aware when I make a bad joke.
All right, monkey movie, you're getting two joints.
I just find it hilarious.
The monkey movie gets two joints.
That kid's got the bowl haircut too. The trend is still continuing.
Yeah, it's from his helmet. Each phase, we have a different hairstyle that goes through. Oh, look at him go! Yeah, they should actually have, like, a team-up movie of all the skateboarding animals.
Yes.
Isn't there only one skateboarding animal, though?
Well, we got the monkey. Cat. I've seen cat skateboard. I've seen dog skateboard. I'm sure we can teach Stampy. Is this meant to be his son or his brother or his sister?
Probably his brother.
He doesn't look impressed. Is there a Karate Ape movie?
I'm sure.
I know there's a Karate Dog movie.
Yeah, but I want a Karate Ape movie.
Oh, it's a Sean Gunn. Oh, wait, that's not him.
A little bit.
Oh, man, Mersh. They're missing Jack. Oh, no.
Actually, the Jack they're looking for is Jack Kevorkian.
Oh.
Wait, who's Jack Kevorkian?
Dr. Death, Marcy.
Oh, I knew that name. Fuck. Let me give myself another one of these.
Dr. Death.
Brush up on the true crime shit. Bloody hell. Is that the same lady? I thought she had blonde hair before.
No, she was a brunette.
Yeah, she was sexy Annie with a brunette.
Yes.
Aww.
He spelled it wrong because he's a monkey.
Boots. Oh my god!
That's your grass.
Oh, nobody it's writes John for free.
Hey, that's mean to John Carpenter.
That monkey's gonna suck his dick for a ride.
That's what I was about to say, Batch. You stole my joke.
Marcy, it's not my fault that this guy looks like John Carpenter now.
That monkey has more teeth than that old man.
But that's not his fault. Actually, Bob Burnquist is in this movie.
Is he?
Yep.
Sick. Eating trash.
And I know
soup.
I've seen that old guy in a movie before, but I can't find him.
Yeah, he's definitely very familiar.
Yeah.
Where are they getting milk? He's homeless.
Maybe still
stole it from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the dumpster?
No, probably just shoplifted it from like the milk bar or something.
Well, how is he keeping it cold?
No, I mean, well, this is 2001. They're probably like still putting those milks out in glass containers and putting them on people's doorsteps.
It's a movie. We don't need logic. Whoa. It's a movie about a skateboarding monkey.
Oh, is he going to be like, sir, we've been stealing out of your oh.
I think he pays this kid to do work for him somehow. Maybe that's how he gets food.
You'll pay rent.
Yeah, he gets him to put up flyers and stuff. Whoa, $5 bonus? Fuck yeah.
This kid must be fucking ripped.
Duh, duh, duh.
The monkey's getting ready for his $5 bonus.
Oh, he was stripping because he's part of the Chippendales.
$5 is $5.
Exactly. That's right. Look at my cool
shit. Say Chippendales. Hello, it's me. It's Mario Gostellini.
Were you a Chippendale in your past life?
Yes. Oh, yes, I was the Italian equivalent of Chippendales. We were called Spaghetti-Dales.
Spaghetti-Dales?
Spaghetti-Dales.
Yeah, that's the best you could think of?
Hey, that is what we called. That was what we were in the 80s. Do not judge us. We're real Italian people.
Look how sick this fucking... Look at Louis
that
go.
Monkey is really doing that. He's not.
He is.
Louis is kicking ass.
He's the first monkey to do this. That's like
I've been impressed by this chimpanzee because I used to be a skater too before I was in the Spaghetti Dales.
Were you really?
Yes, I would do a back flips, and then I would do front flips, and then I would do Roberto Benigni flips, and then I would do other things as well.
Did you also, like, just do all that while skating? Like, do all your Italian cooking, while you're skating?
Well, that was also part of my act as a spaghetti dad. I would use a skateboard to impress all the ladies, and then if they really liked them, and then I'd be all like, I'm really glad you enjoyed it. How about you have some of my ectoplasm? Oh, there we go.
Now there's just pesto up my nose.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to get my pestolini all over everybody.
Oh, you did. We know you did. Oh, but no, anyways, he fell. No, this...
That's
oh, he's got a
happened
concussion.
To me too. Don't worry. A big bowl of pasta sauce will help him. Give me 1 second. I have to do this again. Here he goes. Oh!
Yeah.
Hey, I was aiming at the chimp to make him better.
Look, that is the weirdest pearl necklace anyone's ever given me, dude.
But that is true. But anyway, so I got to get to go, but I will see you all later. Bye. Ciao, bella boo.
Oh, the cops!
Just flip off the cops.
Yeah, yes. The monkey's like, later.
Later, dude.
Later, I'm very impressed that this monkey can, like, skateboard better than I ever could, because I, like, cut dude, open my elbows, my knees, oh my god. I could not skateboard.
There's no way that chimp can do that flip. No, I mean, that jump. No way.
Yeah, he can.
He's the first chimp to do an aerial thing on a skateboard. It was in his trivia.
He just did it, yeah.
I read the trivia earlier, Bede. I did your job.
I'm sorry.
The kid's doing it, too. I think that's Bob Burnquist doing it, doing the things with the kid. The kid's not really doing
that. I reckon, like, Bob Burnquist is going to be, like, the host of the skating
thing. Oh, that monkey touched that dude's nuts.
What's this guy's name? Because he's also very familiar.
I'm a stereotype. Oh,
he's in everything, this bloke.
I know, but sorry. Yeah, I'm in every New York role. What you talking about?
Oh, I'm a tiptoe over here. Aha, gotcha, bitch. Go to school, little bitch.
Yes, kids should be in school, not skating with his mom.
I'm gonna go take some bribes.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Is this Louis' like brother or son or something that's gone?
I think it's his brother.
Oh, he's Louis, and now fucking hell, I'm not.
No, he's trying to find the other monkey because the hockey team's like, we gotta find him, and now the monkey just found out. So he's out there looking for him.
It looks little, so maybe it's his son because he's got the spiky hair.
I don't know. It's some. It's a fucking monkey. They're all the same.
I don't know about you guys, but this is the greatest movie about a monkey I've ever seen.
Hello there, everyone. It's me, Stuntman Brock Connors. I wanted to come in because in this movie.
Brock Connors Jr.
Oh, hello, Connors.
Yes, well, that's my son, Brock Connors Jr. And also, I played the old man that was in this movie you just saw. I made myself look up like John Carpenter, and then I did all the stunt work for the old man.
Now, did Brock Connors Jr., whatever that was, did he do the stunts for the monkey?
Actually, I did all... Yeah, go ahead, son.
Hey, Pop, heads up.
Oh, half my face just fell off. Hold on, I better sticky tape it back up and duct tape. Give me 1 minute. Oh, there we go. I'm all better now.
Happens a lot to him.
Yes, I mean, my son. Both my hands just fell off. This might take a little while because I don't have my hands to pick up. Yeah,
I always have your hands falling off. What's wrong with you?
I'll hold on. I just gotta get some sticky tape. I'm gonna have to use my mouth on.
Here's
this.
A staple
hold
gun.
Oh,
yeah, wait, the staple gun would work better.
Oh shoot! This was a regular gun.
Oh.
Oh no! The kid broke his
my
board.
Body just fell off my fell off. So I better, I don't have any arm, hand, or half a body, so I'm going to have to sticky tape myself up. I'll give you 1 sec. Luckily, I've been doing this for at least 70-odd years, so I know what to do. Oh!
Oh. Your uterus fell out again. My back is cracked.
Yeah, I know. It seems to be an off day today, which is weird because I know that I'm supposed to be like filling in for the monkey for the skating scenes.
I'm very confused, but anyway.
Also for the kid. Well, I mean, I did the performance of the monkey. I was his stunt double, while my son was the stunt double for the kid.
Oh, wait, I'm confused. He's
my board.
Louie is a different monkey. The monkey that plays Jack is called Bernie.
Bernie.
And he was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show?
There was a TV show?
Well, I was his stunt double on that, too.
I'm very confused. Different apes do different things. So, yeah, maybe the other ape was the aerial ape. I don't know.
And I mean, I don't worry, Marcy. I get confused sometimes as well because, you know, as an old man and who's been in the stunt business for days along, I mean, sometimes I forget too. I mean, it also doesn't help that half my brain folds out sometimes, but, you know, that's beside the point.
Oh, he's smart.
Anyways, though, my son. Brock Connors Jr. and I, we got to get back to work because we're gonna be making the fourth film in the series, MVP for Most Valentine Primate, and it's actually a rom-com.
The monkey we'll see plays you paintball. Later. He plays airsoft.
Yes, exactly. And it's a rom-com with Katherine Heigl, so I'm gonna be playing Katherine Heigl's double in that too. But anyways. We'll see you all later. Bye.
That guy confuses me. I don't have any idea what happens when he shows up.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Marcy, the dude is literally basically just a big ball of dust that's still walking around. So
I think he was Jesus' stunt double.
I think he might have been.
See, he's totally going to team up with them now.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to sponsor them.
I'm weirdly invested in this movie, and I don't fucking know why. I'm not usually this invested in a movie I've seen it.
Yeah, I've been watching this whole time. This monkey's over here stealing shit.
I want this damn monkey to, like, win everything. Oh, is he gonna give him a board? That's really sweet. He's totally nice. Gonna find out about the monkey, though.
Guys, you want to hear a very terrible joke?
I never do.
Of course.
What do you call a sex worker who knows how to do tricks on a skateboard?
What?
A skate whore.
A skateboard whore.
That's one, babe.
That was bad, dude.
This kid just magically can do all these tricks.
Colin laughed at it.
I did.
Colin is way too nice to all of us, and he laughs at our bad jokes. Oh, he's going to find out about monkey.
Yeah, I'm going to find that monkey.
You guys
were
wrong the entire time. It's not a monkey, it's an ape. Hasn't Giant Smile Bob Strikes Back taught you guys anything?
No.
It's easy to say monkey sometimes. I'm trying to say ape.
He's eating marshmallows with this. That's a really cool World Industries cup.
He's totally gonna adopt him.
I know. And
if this movie was set in Australia, this movie would be called MVP to Most Valuable Primate.
My.
There also wouldn't be an ape in the movie. It'd be like a kangaroo that could skateboard or something.
Yeah, I'd rather see MVC, Most Valuable Cunt.
Cunt.
I thought you were going to say Most Valuable Canadian. I don't even know what that voice was, so I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, Marcy, you're being very stereotypical towards Canadians.
I was trying to do an Aussie accent. Which Australian is my Canadian. Own accent, and it came out wrong.
Gibbers.
Gibbers.
Gibbers. Oh, he makes turkeys. Cute little sounds.
Yeah, we don't know if this man's gonna, like, harm us.
I don't think it's that kind of movie. It's not a very special episode.
Very special episode.
Every time I think of a very special episode, it's the bike episode of, like, Different Strokes with the creepy old man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
No, do you like movies about gladiators, kid?
He's going to make them watch all the seasons of Home Improvement.
Yeah. He's like, hey, yes. You remember I was on that show once?
Oh? I mean, it was a pretty simple solution to cast Richard Card in this movie because, I mean, he spent like a whole bunch of seasons working with an ape. Oh.
Okay, I'll give you this, babe. That's a fair joke.
They found getting way more, Jack.
Like.
Oh my God! Is that John? The he's ape's the driving. Drive. Louis driving.
Why is Monkey driving?
How can
I'm
that
guessing
be?
That's Louis.
Yes.
With his little spiky hair. So he's that. Wait, I'm confused. I think they must have fucked up the names. Because we haven't seen Louis skateboard, so how can he have personal friends that are skateboarders and be the first ape to do aerial flips? They must have fucked it up, I'm sure. This is how Bede cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, they're just making a fucking mess.
Oh, he's got ectoplasm all over him.
Yeah, he does.
That's what Toby's we look like after Toby comes along.
Ugh.
He tried.
But failed. You know what that means.
I don't know. What does that mean?
The old man just gives this monkey a razor. He kills everyone.
Oh, wait, what's up?
The monkey just rips that old man's throat out.
Carjackers? What sort of fucking team name is that?
I told you it's racist. They had a monkey on it and on their team, and they called them the Carjackers.
No, they're the Simians with the monkey. The Carjackers is a different team.
Still, they're from L.A.
Oh, look at his little boots. Oh, my God. Are they going to think he's Jack and put him on
they're going to make.
Yes.
He can't play for shit.
Yeah.
And they can't tell the difference between different apes?
No.
Yes.
No, that's racist.
That's freaking hella Americans. Racist. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They should have got a baboon for this movie.
Why?
And it could be a sequel to Shark Bar.
I think all monkeys look alike.
Yeah, that's rude. They clearly look different. He's got different hair. Come on.
Different hair.
Are we saying this movie has? Are we saying that this movie's subtext is about racism?
Yes,
probably.
But what you don't know, comrades. What you don't know, comrades, is the apes are actually Russian secret agents.
Oh, and it says yes. Yes, the law. Number one.
The number one sexy auntie of all time in the world.
This monkey.
These apes work for me. They are secret agents, but I cannot reveal anymore. I need to keep low profile before trial because I escaped jail and I'm not on trial.
No, you're not.
I'll be a witness.
How did you get out of jail anyway?
Well, you see, that's the end of the story.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I cannot reveal all my secrets just yet.
Well, we may find out more at the trial.
You have your ways.
I have my ways, and we find out more in trial in a few weeks. But I need to go deprogram this ape because he's, we did not program him for these shenanigans.
Uh-oh.
How do they not tell? He's crapper hockey. It's a different monkey, a different ape.
Because you know why, Marcy? Because they're white people.
Mm-hmm.
And everything looks the same.
Oh, he just wants to dance, but he can skate. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
He can't pass and he can't score.
Yep.
Isn't that just how Americans play hockey? I don't know anything about hockey.
It's real victory.
The ZHL, the Zoo Hockey League?
Yeah, what's the ZHL?
Oh, here's the skateboard tournament.
Should have made a cameo with this movie.
Who?
Air Bud.
So they never made a crossover between the ape and the Air Bud?
No.
As far as I know.
Oh my god, that hair is so 2000s. Remember, like, the fashion back in, like, 2000 was put clips all over your hair? Wait, you guys don't have hair like I would have had hair. Well, you remember all the girls used to have, like, 20,000 clips in their hair because it was cool at the time.
Mm. See, but the monkey's got a hoodie on.
Yeah. He knew what was up.
He's got a hoodie. We all got hoodies.
I remember except when girls wore butterfly clips.
Marcy's got no hoodie.
I used to love my butterfly clips.
Like, his bowl haircut's even gotten more bowl haircut.
Mm.
He had to let it grow out. Also, he's homeless.
Also, why didn't either Clint Howard or Eric Roberts star in this movie?
I don't know. Probably because they didn't want to be in a movie about a skateboarding ape.
Well, that's their loss, obviously.
Exactly.
See, now I feel so inferior. The ape can do way more, is way more talented than me. I'm just going to give up. Like, phew. Never be as good as that, monkey.
Yep.
Ape.
Monkey doing drugs. He's on sunglasses and shit.
He looks like he's going to sell drugs to kids in that getup.
He is. That's what skateboarders looked like back in the day.
The guy's name is Ollie, who runs a skateboard shop.
Yes.
That is a...
Not even trying.
Yeah.
Oh, they're playing these guys again.
Get off the ice.
Yeah, they're the carjackers.
The monkey's just shitting on the ice.
Look at these. look at these kids.
Racist.
Ew, it just threw a puck at me. Oh, wait, that was poo. Never mind.
They got to stop throwing these stinky mud pies.
Nice. Bob Burnquist, good job.
2001 was a weird time.
It was.
I love these edits, too. The kids, like, not doing those tricks.
Maybe they got, like, professional kid skateboarders.
No, the girl's doing the up and down on the ramp, but she's not doing the, like, that's, like, some tall skateboarder. You can tell when they edit.
Oh, no, I can't tell. Oh, this is the kid that likes is the champion of it.
That was cool. Come on, monkey.
Oh,
no.
Next, the next
this step. The most invested we've been in a movie so far.
Oh, it has, yes.
The next step in the Apex revolution is them winning the skateboard competition.
Look, I welcome Planet of the Apes to happen.
If it means being humans being enslaved by them.
I'll be their slave, it's fine.
The monkeys over there drinking.
I hope nobody recognizes me in this outfit.
It's like the Ninja Turtles. Nobody recognized them in their outfits.
This even monkey though they is were
obviously giant green turtles.
Sir, you know you're very hairy child's not meant to be drinking beer.
Very hairy child.
He's had like three of them so far. He's cut off.
He's cut off. He's drunk.
You shouldn't be mean to the poor Italian children. Jeez.
Baby.
He's so cute in his little drug dealer outfit. Sponsored by Vans. Oh, that looks really tall. Okay, yeah, I'd shit myself doing this. We've lost Bead, maybe.
No, he's
Bead's
there.
Still I'm there. Back. Oh, good. I just got to double check because, you know, we record in a very specific way now. Oopsies. Yes. Where's the monkey gone?
He's getting a skateboard, see?
Also, this trivia for this movie must have been wrong because it said there was a gorilla. That Wee Man was a gorilla. And I've not seen a fucking skateboarding gorilla.
Maybe the person who wrote the trivia just got confused what a chip and a gorilla are.
Yeah. Maybe, because it said in a gorilla costume.
Yeah, here comes Wee Man.
No way is that monkey doing that drop in.
I mean, one of the reviews on IMDb has given it 10 stars, and they think Louis should have got an Oscar.
This kid's going to do it.
Oh, my God. Wow. Look at him go. Wait, they're both in blue. This is confusing.
Just look for the child who is less hairy than the other.
I'll try.
That was Wee Man.
The other kid is Greek.
It's the Italian and the Greek children. They're having a contest to see which 10-year-old has more back hair.
All right, it's gone wild, Mersh.
This ape's putting me to shame. I've got to learn how to fucking skateboard or something now.
Yeah, Marcy. Or at least teach Freddy how to skateboard.
Yeah. Come on, Mersh.
Maybe. I think he'd fucking try and rip it apart because he's a weirdo.
I mean, that's true. We should say.
The monkey's done?
He's cheering him on, I think. Oh, he's excited. Oh, that was good. There you go, kid.
Should play.
So who wants to go play Tony Hawk right now?
I have Tony Hawk on PlayStation. I'd totally play that when we're done. I'd online that for sure.
I mean, I wasn't the best at it, but the best part of the Tony Hawk game is the soundtrack.
Yeah, duh, 100%.
Soundtracks were sick, man.
They
benched. Oh, wait, we're still at the hockey game with the Carjackers.
Oh, now they're up against Bart and Lisa's team.
And they lost.
To Bart and Lisa.
Nah, there's still a whole nother period.
Ew.
How many periods do hockey games have? Three or four? How does it work? I fucking can't remember.
One per month, Marcy.
No, it's not that kind of period, you sick fuck.
Sorry, I just had to go. I saw an opportunity and I went for it.
That was great. Don't be sorry. That was hilarious.
I'm gonna send you a pack of tampons.
The monkey's eating the sandwich. Well, my nose has
been a bit bloody lately.
There's Bob Burnquist. He's got WWE title belt.
Look at that fucking nerd.
He can skateboard better than you, bitch.
Yeah, but he's still a fucking nerd. He probably uses science to figure out how to skateboard.
That would probably be physics. And that would be wise.
Physics and scientific mathematical problems. What a fucking nerd.
Oh, shit. The monkey's gonna win. Oh!
He can have his hair
Who's Ben? Oh, that's the other kid. Did he win, or are they having a...
Yeah, the homeless kid won.
Oh, that's a good victory. He gets the title.
Yeah.
He's got to go defend that 24/7 now.
Our truth comes in and just steals it from him.
Our truth just rocks up in this movie.
Is that monkey on a skateboard? That's little Jimmy.
Is that little Jimmy found him?
The monkey just DDTs the kid and steals the
belt. Yes. That's what would happen if this was the monkey wrestling movie. See, this just is what was...
The monkey just hits him with a light tube.
You're right. He's going to adopt the kid.
The ape went to GCW to learn how to wrestle.
The show gets shut down for cruelty to animals.
Even though the ape just destroys everybody. Yeah. No, they have to close it because it's cruelty to humans.
The monkey kicks Dick Gage's ass. He joins MDK.
Yes. He's MDK, man. Aww. But he doesn't want to play hockey. He wants to be a skateboarding monkey.
He walks like an old man. Oh, Bob Burnquist.
Yeah, how do I be cool like him to have like an ape as my buddy?
By being a fucking nerd, that's how.
I'm already a fucking nerd. I just don't have my glasses.
Well, then you're just a geek. Geeks don't need glasses. Geeks are chic. Geeks are chic.
You didn't meet me yesterday. You know this, B. I'm sad. I thought we were going to get a skateboarding gorilla.
Damn.
He's impressing all the sexy aunties with his skate skills.
I saw that, yeah. All the fucking skate groupies.
Is, like, skate culture still a thing? Because, like, it really rose up in, like, the 90s and stuff. Because I know that's how,
like... Yeah, the 2000s,
I think it is. I mean, like, Electric Circus always does well.
Yeah.
Because like, didn't, like, jackass people start in the skating world originally?
No.
What do you mean, no? I'm pretty sure they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
I thought they just did a bunch of stunts and shit. Like, Johnny Knoxville was...
No, it's not Johnny Knoxville. The other guy, one of the other guys was a skater.
Yeah, and Bam wasn't skating. It was CKY. Bam was a skateboarder. He still is.
I think it was... Yeah. But I think that led to doing Jackass because it was just essentially stunts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hi, Freddy. ZHL. Isn't ZHL like a fucking postal service?
Probably.
Freddy, do you want a skateboarding ape to be your friend? Oh, they're going to have a cute little hug together. It's Jack. Who's this imposter monkey? Cops! Arrest this monkey.
They'll beat the shit out of it.
Did I just see a bong in that room?
No. Ow, don't
someone's
bite.
Someone's totally you having
don't walk
a bong
on the
there.
Logo in the locker room. That's heresy.
Yep.
Hi, Fred. I know you want a skateboarding ape. It's fine, honey. Oh, we gotta go to the championship game. No, you stay there.
He wants to help a monkey and also an ape, a skateboarding ape.
He wants a skateboarding ape. He wants a helper monkey named Mojo. He misses Stampy, who's trying to learn the ballet for the musical. Oh, even the truck driver's coming to watch the game and the policeman. Pretty off, buddy. Oh, they're all like, having fun. Freddy!
I hope Jack uses his skateboard knowledge for the hockey game.
Sit. He will watch. No. You'll see.
Stop it.
Check that, dude.
Oh, look, they're doing the twirling shit.
Yeah. Good job, Jack.
Did he twirl to, like, distract them? I'm confused how that was a thing.
I'm not sure what's up with the twirling. Yes,
mm-mm.
The other monkey gets to sit in.
Yeah. I think it's his brother or his son or something.
Are they gonna have to do penalty shots like in Mighty Ducks?
What the fuck was that? he just twirled into the rival team. What the fuck? That's the stupidest thing I've seen in this movie about a skateboarding ape. Sorry. Fucking hell, that was stupid.
I'll jump up if there's in the crowd.
I said that. The truck driver's watching the game as well.
No, it's John Carpenter, Varsi.
It's the truck driver. See, now I wish they let apes participate in sport.
They do.
You'll have to start it, Varsi.
We will.
I don't think that's legal. I don't think we can make an animal...
No, but
professional
what if
sports league.
What if the animal wants a sporting career? I wouldn't
you
force
don't know
it.
What it.
It
wants.
Would have to willingly want to.
I will willingly
no
make
overtime.
It will want to play the sport.
It's gonna have so much fun.
Oh,
whoa.
I mean, if you show the how fun it is, then they might want to do it.
But I would make it play, not make it, it would play like a fun sport.
No!
Oh, sorry.
Shooter!
Monkey gets fucked up right here.
No.
He
scored the winning goal.
Good job, you chimp.
Is that what it is? A goal in hockey? Fuck.
Yeah, yes. It's a goal.
Okay.
Finally.
Wow, he's happy.
Yeah, he had to deal
Punk
with
Harper's
fucking...
Harper's happy this game's over so he can go back to video games.
True.
Just smoke a ball. Yes!
Is that that guy that pretended to get bitten?
Yes.
Yes. Oh!
He's gonna fuck him up, yes!
Oh!
Oh!
Not sorry.
I am Arnold Prep. I am Arnold's clone. Or one of his children and with another maid.
Okay, Jack the Ape is a Best Actor nominee this year.
I'm gonna say something here. You have to be a really, really good actor to act with animals. Because that dude did not have to go through the shit that they put him through, probably.
Yeah.
Mm.
Monkey eating its own shit and fucking all that stuff. Like, you have to be like, I'm going to be in my trailer.
I'm confused. Is it Louis or Jack? Jack or Louis? Whatever. Okay.
I don't know. They're getting on a bus. They're going back home.
I like how in this scene we've got both the bowl haircut and the 90s T-boy haircut.
We do. What?
Yeah.
And Sean Gunn.
And Sid Vicious over there. Psycho Sid, what the fuck is his name these days?
The monkey will be back next year, guys.
Yeah, we gotta watch the ape spy movie. Aw, he has a new dad.
Aww.
The kid's back living in the dumpster the next day.
Yes.
The monkeys are back eating their own poop and in their own place. Yeah.
Now they get to sit in their tree.
So the chip makes all that money from being a, like a ice hockey player, but yet he still has to live outside.
That's because that's where they like to live. Hello?
I don't know. He looked way more comfortable in the house. The End.
Oh, The Baby. End.
Coming up next, a whole bunch of animal movies.
Chestnut Hero of Central Park. Big Harry.
Big Harry.
The Pee-wee. Wiener Dog Nationals.
Oh, we gotta watch Wiener Dog Nationals.
There's and no credits to this movie.
For Christmas.
Alone for Christmas with a very cute looking puppy.
Well, that movie CGI. Is also known as Bone Alone.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not joking. Yeah, it's fucking right. Well, that wraps up this episode of the podcast. You can find us at supermarcy.com. It is the home of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast and all the podcasts on the Super Network thingy. And all our links are on Linktree at the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Check the show notes for all of that good stuff. And find the Super Network on your social medias and stuff and give us a follow and stay up to date on everything. And me personally, I'm Super Marcy on all the socials. I am Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And you can see what I rated this movie if you so desire to check that out. And just look up Super Marcy and you'll find me and all the weird shit I'm doing. And Beat, what about you, buddy?
Out there on the internet, they can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Feed Jemide. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and also you can listen to my solo podcast, Beat vs. the Living Dead, and its spin-off, Beat and Steve vs. Cam Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Beat vs. the Living Dead podcast feed.
And Batch!
You can find me every Tuesday on Lip Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop 4D network. Also subscribe to Pop 4D for shows like the Wrestling Tapes and the Pop 4D that is coming real soon. And follow us on the Facebooks at Pop 4D.
And Colin.
TrashPaintingPodcast.com.
Easy. And find us all on your socials and all of that as well. And next week, it is my pick. So hopefully my pick does not get taken off Tubi before we get to record the episode. And we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. And remember, teach your apes how to skateboard. Good night. Goodbye.
Hey. Hey, everybody. See you next Tuesday. Bye.
The producers of Air Bud are bringing Jack back. Now Jack is taking skating in a whole new direction.
What the?
This is Mandy Parker coming to you from the regional qualifying trials for skateboarding's national championship. This competition has just gotten wild. This crowd is going crazy with excitement.
Yes!
MVP 2, most vertical primate.
Jack, are you okay?